Thanks, Alison. This month's Let's Talk features people who've made a name for themselves in one way or another, both internationally and locally, and who all deserve to be celebrated. There's more than a little nostalgia in this edition, I think, and we're all never ashamed to wallow in a little bit of nostalgia. Here is what we've been thinking about this month. So often, when we're working for Let's Talk, we're reminded of our age. Now, that's not a bad thing, but it does make us smile when we're getting involved in writing or putting together various articles. There is, in our vast archives, a wealth of pictures featuring famous entertainers and performers who graced the theatres in Great Yarmouth for the annual Seaside Summer Seasons. In looking at these, Terry, my colleague, was suddenly transformed to the age of about 10 when he was kicking a football around the South Dean's caravan site in the resort. Where have those intervening years gone? Now, he was also fortunate enough to interview Susie Quattro for this edition. We were shocked when we discovered that at 67, she was just a few years older than him. Well, clearly they've both aged very well indeed. And you won't catch Terry or me wearing a tight-fitting catsuit. Again, talking about her career took him back to his courting days and hits like Can the Can and Devilgate Drive. Terry told me he could recall that girlfriends really didn't approve of the little group of teenagers of which he was a member, watching Susie belt out the lyrics a little too furtively. All too often, someone calls us and we start talking about something or other related to days gone, long gone. Now, within minutes, we seem to be transported back into those bygone worlds, discussing golden days. So, are we nostalgic because everything was better then than it is now? I don't think so. I think we learn to appreciate what we had then because usually we're so content and appreciative of all that happens around us now in our day-to-day lives. Sure, age shouldn't be ignored. As I tell my children, and maybe one day grandchildren, the alternative to growing older is not worth considering. Food for thought indeed. But now I'll hand you back to Alison to get this show underway.
Thank you, Angie, and we'll be hearing from you again in a little while.